The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is restructuring two of its units, the Behavior and Physical Health and Aging Division and the Bureau of Children's Coordinated Health Policy, aimed to serve everyone in the state. Farah Hanley is the new Chief Deputy Director for Health. She'll oversee the Adult Division. David Kniezek is the Chief Deputy Director for Administration. He'll lead the Children's Division. They spoke with WDET's Tia Graham about the new services residents can expect from the restructuring.
You know, we're not just changing a name of an area of the department. We're actually striving to improve the administration of services and leverage expertise in areas. And when we do that, that means that an individual who needs behavioral health and other types of services won't have to bounce around from customer service area phone numbers to another one. They're going to be able to go to one place. And so we want to make sure that Michiganders only have to speak with one voice and that we give them the access they need. It's going to improve upon the administration of various areas like contract management oversight and financial management oversight, but even like site reviews and providing that clinical support that we'll be able to get even out of the Children's Bureau. It's going to bring more focus to the behavioral health needs of the community, and it will better set the department up to support the citizens we serve.
How about you, David?
Specifically to the Children's Bureau and children's behavioral health in the state, not only is this a priority for Governor Whitmer, not only is this a priority for Director Hertel, but this is also a priority for the Michigan legislature. You may recall that just last year they invested over $91 million to support children's behavioral health services in the state. And so we want to be able to use that money to make historic investments in children's behavioral health services across the state. We want to be able to expand access to home and community-based services across Michigan, as well as implement new safeguards and protections for the children, youth, and families that are going to require multi-year interventions and implementations. So in my capacity as the Chief Deputy for Administration, we're trying to send a clear message that it doesn't matter who you are or where you live. We view our commitment to you holistically and as an entire department.
So this question is to both of you. Would you say that the pandemic in any way highlighted any of the inadequacies that are being addressed now? David, you can start first if you like.
Sure. What I'll say is that I think the pandemic has challenged us to think outside of the box in terms of how we are delivering services and how we are meeting people where they're at and how we are, again, centering the needs of individuals, whether they be children, youth, families, or adults, in our decision-making process. And so what we're trying to do now, as you can see, is be proactive to make sure that we are better aligning our departmental structure with the real world outside of the four walls here at MDHHS. And I, for one, appreciate the fact that we have a director and that we have a governor that's asking us to take that proactive step to make sure that no one falls through the cracks and that we are improving access to services as well as the service array that's being made available to Michiganders all across the state.
Farah?
Yeah, thank you. I do think that the pandemic did bring to light the intensity of some of the needs that are out there, especially when it came to post-traumatic stress disorder, the crisis counseling services necessary, telemedicine services that we just needed to be more nimble with. And we know that nearly 68% of adults with mental disorders have another medical condition. We know that excessive demand and persistent wait lists for inpatient psychiatric services exist at state-operated hospitals and at our private ones. We understand that there's a lack of community-based psychiatric beds, and there are long delays, and that we have a shortage of mental health professionals. Those are all things that have not only been taking place, but we've also seen it just really come to light and be just further exacerbated by the pandemic. So we're hopeful and optimistic. Our conversations with the legislature have been really constructive, that we can come up with a better proposal and a better approach for next year in our New Year's budget, where we can really help better address behavioral health capacity and access.